can just vibe to this all day and just sit here and dance. That's not doing you any good because you're listening to me. You don't see me. You can't dance with me. Welcome back to Decent Exposure with Emerald Twigs. Me, your host, I'm Emerald. Thanks you guys for joining me. How are you today? How are you? Hopefully you're doing great. I'm doing great. It's the 18th of July. No, it's not. It's the 31st. But that date is going to come up again in this episode because it's important. So today is the 31st of July. It's actually my anniversary. Joyeux anniversaire, Max. Je t'aime et bon voyage. Mwah. Bisous, mon amour. So for today's episode of Made in the 90s, we're going to talk about the Mandela effect. I'm going to start off with a poem from a poem. No. You can hear my poem. You got to come back for that. It's Poetic Digest. I talk about my poetry. Shameless plug. So back into what I was saying. I'm going to start with a quote. Not a poem. I'm going to start with a quote from Sinbad. And he says, and I quote, "Have you noticed no one my age has seen this so-called Sinbad genie movie? Only you people who were kids in the 90s. End quote. So he said that back in 2016. And this month, 98 years prior to Sinbad's comment, the man behind it all was born. He's known as the father of a nation, and born in Cape Province, South Africa, he's a activist, was an activist leader. He was a lawyer. He was a classic man. He was Nelson Mandela. I almost went Black History Month on you. Emerald History Month, by the way, is March. That's why I always wear greens, because my name is Emerald. I've been to Ireland, but I'm not Irish. That was corny, I know, but I mean, you either get it or you don't. All right, so there are plenty of people who say they saw his funeral in the 1980s, and there's just no way a dead man can still be around to achieve what he achieved. Thus, we get the Mandela effect. He didn't die in the 1980s. He actually passed away in 2013. Yeah, actually, he passed away in 2013, and again, there's no way a dead man can achieve what he did in the last 30 to 40 years, and his 100th birthday actually just passed on the 18th of July. I told you that number would come up again. That's also my sister's birthday. But yeah, and I like to call birthdays holidays. Don't know if you know that. If you don't know, now you know. All right. So, happy belated Nelson Mandela. But for those who don't know, he did pass away in 2013. All right. So, there are also other theories for the Mandela effect. So, we got Curious George. Who remembers Curious George? Did he have a tail or not? Some people strongly go with one option over the other. And also Star Wars. The line, "Luke, I'm your father." You remember hearing that, right? Nope. No, you don't. Because it didn't happen. Monopoly, the game to ruin households. Or if you're in my household, it's Uno. Max, Aldo, Sarah. You guys ruined Uno. Yeah, so Rich Uncle Pennybags. Does he have a monocle? Or no? What do you think? What do you remember? Another thing that's still really confusing to me, the Berenstain Bears. I spell it with an E. I feel like that's because that's how I learned to spell it growing up. But again, that could also be my E complex. I like spelling things with E's. Yeah, I even spelled gray, G-R-E-Y. instead of G-R-A-Y. So maybe I want to spell it Berenstain Bears. I feel like they do that a lot in Europe. Maybe because the country starts with the letter E. I'm in America right now. Maybe I belong in Europe. All right, going off on another tangent. But seriously, how do you remember Berenstain Bears? Or do you remember the Berenstain Bears? Or maybe you have another book. I don't know. Tell me, whatever you got. You know, I really get distracted just like in here dancing. All right, cut it. I can't focus. Seriously, I can't focus because all I want to do is dance. All right, you know what, you guys? This is it. That's all I got. You did it again. You stuck around to the end of the episode. I didn't bore you, did I? I hope not. I know I go off on tangents sometimes, but I mean, if you enjoy talking to me, or at least hearing me talk to you, that's why you're here. To listen to me be weird and go off on my tangents. I told you guys in the first episode I was weird. You weren't. You can't say I didn't warn you. So let me know what I can improve to make your listening experience even more enjoyable. You guys told me about the play button situation, so I recorded a little differently today. Let me know how you feel about it. How do I sound? How's the app? You know, give me some feedback. I have gotten some feedback so far, and I hear you guys. I appreciate it. I'm trying to make the changes to, again, make this a more enjoyable listening experience for you. So I want to thanks to my sponsors, and I also want to thank you for listening. I cannot believe the overwhelming support that I'm receiving from everyone. I want to hear from you. If you're listening on Anchor, you can leave me a voice message right in the app, your comment, name, you know, where you're from. Or you can hit me up on any of my other social media. I have IG, Facebook. Email is nice as well. Actually, it's kind of preferred. My email is model@emeraldtwigs.com. If you can't remember that, at least remember my name. It's just emeraldtwigs.com. Just go to my website. It's my modeling, but I mean, the messages will get straight to me. Eventually. So what's a crazy memory you have that you can't adequately confirm or deny? Or maybe you have a fond childhood memory of a book or a character you grew up with, or perhaps a movie, you know, something that you introduced to people because you like it so much. You know, what is something that you remember from Made in the 90s or 80s or 70s, whatever, or the 2000s? I don't know. Would you know what in the world a BlackBerry is if you saw it? All right, so I do have my weekly episodes published on Anchor. We're gonna go for Tuesdays or Saturdays, you know, kind of at a trial period right now. So there's more to come on that. But yeah, I'm about to slide on up out of here. Don't forget to interact with me during the week. You just might inspire my next episode. So you'll hear from me soon. But until then, love and light. Peace.